Welcome to episode 13 of Gears League and the Xbox podcast. This is Tyler Bello, as always, and holy crap, already on episode 13. I think I'm past 7 solo episodes at this point. Pretty sure, because I think I started solo on episode 6. So I think statistically it means I've made it over the likelihood that I will stop podcasting. So that's awesome, right? Boom, 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 ba-ka-choom, ba-choom. Yeah, again, unfortunately, it's going to be another shorter episode just because I don't actually have any news to talk about. The only thing I really have to talk about is going to be, another topic. So, and then today's topic is going to be just, games looking forward to in 2020. So, hopefully next week there's going to be actual news to talk about, but for now, yeah, I'll just be talking about stuff. So, first one I'm most excited for, and I'm pretty happy because it's coming out in like about a week or so, about maybe 8-9 days from today, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot. Very pumped. It looks like it's a semi-deep RPG-style version of the Dragon Ball Z anime. And it looks like it's supposed to have some pretty deep, like, mechanics to it. So that's super, super, super awesome. I always love Dragon Ball Z. I love that universe. I love the story. It looks like it's finally getting a proper RPG treatment, which is exactly what I've been waiting for. I didn't play Dragon Ball Z Fighters at all because I don't really like fighting games that much. Like, every now and then it's fine. Like, I guess I played, like, Injustice 2 a couple years ago when it came out, and, like, I basically had my fill for, like, a few years, you know? It's kind of, I play every now and then, but I didn't get Fighter Z because I wasn't into trying to play that, so. Naruto Shippuden, like, Naruto Storm is probably, like, another, exception to the rule, but other than that, I'm not really into fighters, but I love RPGs. next one, Cyberpunk 2077 is coming out later this year as well. That's also a game I'm super, super, super thrilled about. I think that's going to be an excellent game. I have a feeling, though, I don't know, I have a feeling like maybe it won't live up to the hype, but at the same time, I feel like if anyone could make it live up to the hype, it's definitely probably CD Projekt Red. So, I don't know how people are going to treat it. Like, I feel like the most recent game this big that I can think of that people thought lived up to the hype, honestly, was probably Skyrim. And then I feel like everyone loved Skyrim when it came out. People were excited for it and anything and everything. I think Cyberpunk 2077 is probably going to fill that as well, too. Witcher 3 obviously was a big game, but I don't know if as many people were excited about it before it came out. I feel like it gained its success after it came out. So I feel like this is a game that's got high expectations. I feel like it's going to definitely meet them as well, too. So... Yeah, that'd be awesome. Other than that, I'd probably say my next most exciting one I'm probably waiting for is Elden Ring. And now I guess this is probably just assuming it's going to come out in 2020. Who actually freaking knows? We have heard, like, absolutely nothing about it other than that George R.R. Martin is working on the game as well, which is super exciting because I love, obviously, everything From Software does. And George R.R. Martin is definitely good at building worlds, so that'll be pretty exciting. Yeah, again, really can't say much about that because, like, all we've seen is that one trailer that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't seem like anyone has, a right arm. But I don't know too much about it, so. But yeah, so other than that, let's see here. So, Tales of Arise, I'm also pretty excited for. I'm excited for it just because it's a new Tales game. I haven't really played a lot of Tales games. I've only played Tales of Exilia. And I've got a bunch of other ones I want to play. Like, I still want to play... I have, like, basically a bunch of games, like, that I own. They're just on the backlog in the Tales series. So, even when the game comes out, I probably won't be getting it. That's one game I guess I'm looking forward to. I'm mainly just looking to get through my backlog. I feel like when it comes out, that will motivate me to play at least one of my Tales games I still have to play. So, other than that, Final Fantasy VII Remake is coming out. That is PlayStation exclusive only, though. But it's a timed exclusive, and it said it's going to apparently come out a year later to other platforms, which is probably when I'm going to be playing it. So I guess it's a 2020 release. Technically, I won't be playing it probably until like 2021, but exciting nonetheless. Pretty pumped for that. I only played a little bit of the original Final Fantasy VII. I never got more than like an hour or two into it. So I kind of decided at this point, since we're so close to the remake, I'm just not going to play it, and I'm just going to wait until the remake to actually experience the story there and experience the gameplay of that. So that'll be exciting. Other than that, Rainbow Six Quarantine, the PvE-style Rainbow Six game, that will be exciting depending on if I've got people that are going to play it with me or not. As you guys know, I'm very much a single-player player most of the time. I play mainly single-player games, but co-op games like that are a lot of fun if you've got the right team. And every now and then I have the right team for stuff. Like lately, I guess I kind of completely skipped about things I'm playing, but I was like, you know, actually I've been playing Star Wars Battlefront 2 because I've actually had some friends to play it with, and it's kind of outside my comfort zone because normally I'm just playing single-player. I've been having a ton of fun with Star Wars Battlefront 2, so that has been super, super, super exciting to play. Other than that, let's see here. Ghost of Tsushima, yes, PS4 exclusive, but that looks awesome. I know it's blasphemy to talk about it on this Xbox podcast, but it does look like it'd be a lot of fun. It looks like it'd be like a more, a less Dark Souls-y version of Sekiro. So basically, samurai, but like, not really hardcore, which could be fun. I mean, Sekiro definitely made me crave more games like that, for sure. So, on that Last of Us Part 2, kind of excited for. I'm just kind of hoping for some announcement that magically it's going to come to PC. That's what I'm waiting for, but that probably won't happen. But still excited for the game, for sure. So, other than that, the other ones aren't really... I guess the last one I had is basically Halo Infinite, and then the Avengers game. Not too excited about that, but I'm definitely going to play them. Definitely curious about them. I don't think they make the top list or anything, but those are games I definitely am going to be at least putting some time into, at least finishing the campaign on those, so that would be pretty exciting. Halo Infinite, I will be a little bit excited for. I just feel like I'm kind of satisfied right now with Halo, just because Master Chief Collection is slowly trickling onto PC, and Master Chief Collection itself is always fun to go back to. So I don't know if I'm necessarily, like, itching for a new Halo at the moment, but still glad we're getting it, glad it's coming, glad the franchise is coming along. That'd be also a really awesome launch game for the new Xbox as well, too, you know, Halo Infinite. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Yeah. other than that, I think that's pretty much it as far as right now. A last-minute addition to the list, the Pokemon Sword and Shield DLC. Apparently, as opposed to getting a new game this year, like Ultra Sword and Shield or something like that, we're getting a DLC, which is only $30 versus a $60 new game. So that's exciting. I am definitely looking forward to that. I know that's a Nintendo game, but I think we can all get behind Pokemon being awesome. That's it. Definitely email me some games maybe you guys are excited about. I might have to talk more about that next episode because there's nothing going on for news. So if you got some exciting stuff you want to talk about, GearsLeaguePodcast@gmail.com. Again, that's GearsLeaguePodcast@gmail.com. So email me. Yeah, I'll definitely bring it up on the show. So otherwise, until next week, take care. You guys probably haven't seen me streaming lately either, if you follow my Twitch stream. That's because I haven't been playing a ton. I've actually had a lot of life events happen. I just bought a new truck. Right? That's exciting. I'm just doing a lot of other stuff. I was kind of dealing with that truck thing for a while. Actually, just picking out the truck, going over the finances, going over the cost, all that, et cetera, et cetera. So now that that's done, I can probably relax and enjoy playing video games again. So we'll be doing that again soon here. So, but otherwise, until then, until next week, guys, take care. Again, email the show if you want to, and it could probably help me extend out the show, too, especially in these newsless weeks. Maybe I can just read some reader questions. We can maybe discuss those. So, otherwise, take care, guys.